We continue in our trek through Perek Chelek in Masechet Sanhedrin. Tzadi Vavim and Aleph, four lines from the bottom. My Baladan ben Baladan. So the leader of Bavel, this is around the times of Sanhedrin, was someone named Baladan ben Baladan. So Omri, they said, Bnei Yeshiva said, that the Baladan, Malkohav, his father's name was Baladan, Vishtani Ape Vahave Di Kekalba. And his face changed, and he had a dog face. His face looked like a dog. So it was shameful. It wasn't fit to be a king. So his son would sit on the throne. When he write his name, even though the son's name was really Merodach, he referred to his name as he didn't just simply write Merodach ben Baladan, but he would write Merodach Baladan ben Baladan to give honor to his father. The Marsha writes, even though normally it's not respectful to say your father's name, but here, since his father was shamed that he was looking like a dog, literally got a dog face according to the Gemara, so he's saying that, no, I still respect my father. He's giving kavod to his father by calling himself Merodach Baladan, like he feels connected to his father, despite what happened. This is what it means when the Pasuk says, Ben Yechabed Av Eved Adonav. This is what it means that a son will honor his father and a slave will honor his master. Ben Yechabed Av Hadamra, and a son honoring his father. This refers to Merodach, the king of Bavel, who honored his father. Ve'eved Adonav, in what's the case of a slave following his servant, respecting his master? The Pasuk says, V'chodesh HaChamishi, Be'asar L'chodesh, He Shnas Tasha Esrei Shana L'melch Nebuchadnezzar, was on the 10th of Av, When the 19th year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Melch Bavel, the king of Bavel, Ba Nebuzaradan, Mel Rav Tabachim, Amalifne Melch Bavel, Yerushalayim, the king, Nebuzaradan, the chief executioner, stood before the king of Bavel in Yerushalayim, Yisrov, at Beit Hashem, Beit HaMelech, he burnt the house of God and the base of Migdash, Misalek Nebuchadnezzar, Yerushalayim, and did Nebuchadnezzar go up to Yerushalayim? How could that be? It says that he stood before the king of Bavel in Yerushalayim. Is that true? Was Nebuchadnezzar in Yerushalayim? The Vaksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, Vayalu osol melch Bavel Rivlasa, that they grabbed Tzidkiyahu, the last king of Malchi Yehuda, and they took him to Rivla, Vamar Rabbi Abahu, Zo Antiocha. This is in Antiocha, in Chutz Laaretz. So the king was not in Yerushalayim. So Vchitzav Yisrael ben Avdima, Chadamar Dmus Yogdo, Haisachuko, Lo Amir Kafto, Vachadamar Emi Yisera, Haisalo, Mimenu, Ve Doma Kimisho Midlafadav. So when it means that the king was in Yerushalayim, it doesn't mean the king was actually in Yerushalayim. According to one opinion, the image of Nebuchadnezzar was engraved to Nebuzaradan on Nebuzaradan's chariot. It's as if he was standing in front of him. And the other opinion says that he felt like every second as if Nebuchadnezzar was standing in front of him. It's the idea of the respect that a servant has for a king, for a master. Now the Gemara is now going to discuss the story of how Nebuzaradan burnt the Beis HaMikdash. We read about it in the Kinos. It's also found in the Gemara in Gittin. Amarava, Tein Telas Mea Kudan Yasa. There is a burden. There is a so much. There is the burden of 300 mules. Narga de Parzla de Shalit Parzla. So there were enough axes that could actually cut metal that would fit. They had bundles of axes that would fit on 300 mules. A lot of axes, because they want to break the walls of Yerushalayim. Shadalei Nebuchadnezzar send these axes to Nebuzaradan. V'chulo b'latinu chadash Yerushalayim. And basically they tried to use the axes in one, and there was one wall, all axes in one wall, and they all were destroyed. Shemar's Pasuk says, Pituchei yachad b'chashil v'chelapos yalomun. That on one opening, the axes are going to strike, and they weren't successful. Boy, Lemeder, Nebuzaradan wants to return. He said, I can't break into the walls of Yerushalayim. Amar Mistafin lo limdu bi ki hecha de avuta bin Sancheirav. Remember what happened to Sancheirav. What happened to Sancheirav, that his army was completely destroyed. I hope that doesn't happen with me. Nafka Kala. So a voice came out from heaven. Amar, and he said, Shavar ba Shavar. Someone who's a jumps, or someone who hurries. Nebuzaradan Shvar. Hurry up. And conquer Yerushalayim. Demetar zimna demakdisha chaviv v'heichal ha-miklei. That now is the time for the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed and the Mikdash to be burned. Pashle chad nari. He had one axe left. Asa machi b'kopa. You hit Yerushalayim on the blunt side. Iftach. And it opened. Shemar the Pasuk says, Yivadak mivi l'mala bisvach eitz kardumos. that wood, the wood of the axe that split Yerushalayim, as if it was brought before Hashem. Obviously, it was a miracle to show that it wasn't him who did it. It was the power of Hashem. Havakatev Aziel. So he went and killed many Jews. Adim Tala Heichal, until he reached the Mikdash. Adlik Benor, he lit a fire. And Gava Heichala, the Beis Hamikdash wanted to rise up and to go up to Shemayim. Derechu Bemina Shemayim. No, they from Shemayim they pushed it down. Shemar Gazdara Hashem Livusul Bashu Yehuda. Hashem pushed down the Yehuda, pushed down Yerushalayim, pushed down the Beis Hamikdash again to show that Hashem brought the Mikdash down when it tried to rise up. This was something supernatural. As much as Nebuchadnezzar thinks it's because of him. And that's what Yad Rama writes. Kadosh Baruch Hu Gazala Delikba V'Lidrucho Bei, that Hashem decreed that it should try to rise up so he can bring it back down. Lo'oda Li Nebuchadnezzar, to inform Nebuchadnezzar, the Iyu Gazar Ala Kulhav. This was decreed from Hashem. It's not about Nebuchadnezzar's power, it's about Hashem. And then he thought, oh, look at me, I'm so great. I defeated Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, burnt the Beis HaMikdash. Nafka Bas Kalav Amar Leah, a voice from heaven came down and said, Amakatilas Kalav, you killed a killed nation. Hechla Kaya Kalya, you burnt a burnt Mikdash. Kimcha Tchina Tchinas, you ground flour, right? You don't grind flour, you grind wheat. So what you did, you didn't do anything. What happened, it was already decreed by Hashem. He didn't do anything, and that's what the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph Perek Dalet writes. He explains this, that the purpose of this Gemara is to say that it was the sins of the Jewish people that destroyed it, and it was already destroyed up in Shemayim. So it's not. It was already the what Nebuchadnezzar really didn't do anything. It was already deemed at that time, Yerushalayim, that the Mikdash was destroyed up in Shemayim, and then that impacted what happened down on earth. But he didn't really do anything. Chazad demeit is chayu dahava karasach. So he sees this. We see this in the kinos, one of the kinos in Tisha B'Av. He sees the blood of Zechariah. Zechariah lived about 250 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and he was killed by Yoash. When as long as Zechariah's father was alive, Yoash was a good king. Once Zechariah's father died, and he prophesied that the Bnei Yisrael should do tshuva. Yoash did not want this at all, and he was killed. He was a Kohen and an Avi. So Nebuchadnezzar sees the blood of Zechariah still bubbling. Amar lehu, mayhu, what is this? Amar leh, dam zvachim hudish tepich. They're saying, oh, it's the blood of their sacrifices. Amar leh, lehu, I see v'anasi mi'imi damu. Let me see if this is really the, if it's their blood. So they brought him an animal that was shechted. He wants to see if this is the blood of an animal. Compare this blood that was in the floor of Yerushalayim, of the Mikdash, is that similar to the blood of sacrifice? Lo yidama, kasiv lo yidama. They sacrificed animals and it wasn't similar. Amar lehu, to them, Galilee, reveal this to me. Tell me what the source of this blood is. Vilo, if not, sarikna lechu lebisraichu b'masrika departza. I'm gonna scrape your flesh with iron combs. Amrulay, they said to him, "Hi, Kohen Ben Avi." This was a Kohen Ben Avi, the Inabe, who the Yisrael, Bechor Ben Yerushalayim. Then he prophesied to the Jewish people about the destruction of Yerushalayim. They caught Luhu, and the Jewish people killed him, and that's why it's bubbling. Amrulahu Nebuzaradan, Anaf Isena, lay. I will appease Zechariah, and I will quiet the bubbling of his blood, the boiling of his blood. I see Rabbanu Ketil Lava. He killed many rabbis. Flonach, and the blood didn't stop. I see Dardike Debay, Katil Yilavei brought children, and he killed them. Flonach, it didn't stop. I see Pirchekun, he brought young Kohanim, Katil Yilavei, he killed them. Flonach, it didn't stop. Ad di Katal Yilavei, Tishin Varbain, Rebo, until he killed 940,000 people. Flonach, and still didn't stop. Karv Legabe, he comes close to the blood of Zechariah, Amar, and he said, Zechariah, Tom Shem, have you bought it to him? Nichalach, the Ektelinu, Luchulo, I killed the best of yours. Zechariah, do you want me to kill everyone? Miyad nach. Immediately the blood stopped. Or Yecheskel said, why the blood stopped when the Vuzaradan said this? Like, it's not a din in him. It's because the people didn't realize what they had done. So the Or Yecheskel wants to say, when he said this, when he made this comment, I guess the people around him heard this, and they realized because of one sin this tragedy happened, and they all did tshuva. That's why the blood stopped. And the Gemara says, here a tshuva b'daita, he thought to do tshuva. Amar, he said, Mahim shall ibdu el nefesh achas. Look what happened. They killed one person. All this destruction happened. Hahu gavra matei alai. What's going to happen to me? Arak, he fled. Shedar protisa lebeisa. He sent a letter to his household how to deal with the property of Iskayer, and he converted. So the Gemara now is going to talk about different converts. Tadar Rabbana, rabbis teach, Naaman Gertoshev Hayah, Naaman, who was healed by Elisha, he had Saras, he was healed, he became a Gertoshev. It's a machlokas debate what the Gertoshev means. According to Rashi, he Gertoshev here meant that he simply did not worship idolatry. And that would indicate that a Gertoshev does not need to accept any mitzvos. He just has to agree not to worship Avodah Zarah. The truth is, this is a debate in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, or the mission of Avodah Zarah. What's the definition of a Ger Toshav? So Rav Meir says, you're a Ger Toshav as long as you commit not to worship Avodah Zarah. Chachamim say, as long as you accept, you have to accept all Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noach. You have to keep all seven Noachide laws, and the Allah is like the Chachamim. This is what the Rambam holds like. So it's still strange that Rashi here should say that Naaman was a Ger Toshav because he simply didn't worship idolatry. We don't pass like this. Yad David says that maybe, because there's a Pasuk, which seems to indicate that Naaman basically said, I'm not going to worship other gods. So it seems like that's all that he accepted. So he still called a Ger Toshav. So maybe this price of the Yad David said, maybe this price follows Rabbi Meir. But the Chachamim disagree with this. The Gemara says that Nebuzaradan Ger Tzedek Haya. Nebuzaradan was a Ger Tzedek. He became a Jew. Now simply became a Ger Toshav. The Alichas Chaim says that why did Nebuzaradan fully convert and not Naaman? Because Nebuzaradan saw reward and punishment. I mean, literally saw punishment. He saw the punishment of those who don't listen to God. Naaman only witnessed the miracle of healing, so he didn't go as far as Nebuzaradan. He became a Ger Toshav. Nebuzaradan saw the punishment if someone doesn't observe mitzvot, someone commits sins, so therefore he converts completely. The Aruch Hadash says that Naaman was turned off by Gehazi. He may have gone all the way, but he wanted to pay Elisha. Elisha said, I don't want to get payment. And Gehazi then is his assistant. He says, no, I do want payment. So that turned him off a little bit. So therefore, he didn't become a Ger Tzedek. The Gemara then said, Mibnei Banav Sisra, from the descendants of Sisra, Lomen Torah B'Yushalayim, they studied Torah in Yushalayim. Mibnei Banav Shel Sancheirav, among the descendants of Sancheirav, Lomen Torah B'Rabim, they taught Torah in public. And who are they? Shemaya V'Avtalion. Mibnei Banav Shel Haman, among the descendants of Haman, Lamed Torah B'nei Brak. They taught Torah and they learned Torah in B'nei Brak. Va'afim v'ibanav she'olso Rashi. Even the descendants of Nebuchadnezzar, Bikiv Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lachlisim Tachas Chanfei Hashina. Hashem wanted to bring them under the wings of heaven. In other words, he wanted to them to the descendants to teach Torah, learn Torah, become Jewish. Amar Malchei Asharis Lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. The angel said before God, Ribono Shel Olam, Master, the world Mishiach, Chivas Beisecha V'sar V'sech Alecha, Tachnis Tachas Chanfei Hashchina, the one who destroyed your Mikdash and who burnt your temple, you're going to bring him under the wings of the Shechina? This is what it means when the Pasuk says, Refinu as Bava V'lo Nirpasa. We want to heal, Bava wasn't healed. Ula Amar, this Zeh Nebuchadnezzar, this refers to Nebuchadnezzar. Hashem wants to heal Nebuchadnezzar, that he would bring his descendants and make them Jewish. But the angels didn't allow it. But Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, he says, Elun Aris Bavel. This refers to now. This refers to the rivers of Bavel that were bitter. V'tirgama did sin yasa de Bavloi, and he's saying that they're talking about the bitter palm trees that stand by the river Bavel. That in Bavel it was bitter. We tried to make the palm trees not bitter, and it remained bitter. Now, a bunch of points on some of these statements here. So what's interesting is that Rabbi Akiva comes from Sisra. According to some Mefarshim, Rabbi Akiva was a descendant of Sisra, of Nissen Gaon. Nissen Gaon says that Rabbi Akiva was a descendant of Sisra. There's a big problem with that potentially, because Rabbi Akiva actually holds that a non-Jew who is intimate, who fathers a child with a Jewish woman, the child's a mamzer. We don't hold like that. We reject Rabbi Akiva. We hold that a Jewish woman who has relations with a non-Jewish man, they have a child. The child's completely kosher, completely Jew. Rabbi Akiva holds the mamzer. If Sisra had relations with Yael, Sisra was non-Jewish, and in relation with Yael, so it seems like from the Pesukim maybe, then and they had a ch and Rakiya comes from them, so then the child that from Yael and Sisera was a mamzer, and you can't leave your mamzer status. So that means according to Rakiya, Rakiya was a mamzer. So Pesach Adayim says, no, she was a Jew, non-Jew at that time when she had relations with Sisera. So then they had a child, and eventually that child or other children or descendants converted. The Ben Yoyada says that their child was intimate. They had a child, and that child was intimate with a non-Jewish woman. So then the child was a non-Jew, and that non-Jew had a non-Jewish child who converted. So they have to deal with this question. When you say that the Gemara says that the descendants of Sancheirav taught Torah in public, the Netzach, the Maral in Netzach Yisrael says the following. He says that we see the power that these Rishayim, they had tremendous power, but they used their koach for tuma, for something impure. When they converted, then they sell that power, but it was purified. So that's why a lot of these descendants of these wicked people, they became tremendous people. They taught Torah, they became Torah leaders, because they had this koach. Originally, they were using it for tuma, but now they're using it for something good. The MSC Yaakov Kamenetsky says, why is all these miracles happen with these descendants of Rishayim? You have all these. Why were all these individuals? They had their descendants, who became righteous. So he makes a point. He says that Sisera, Sancheirav, and Homer, they're among the worst people, but nevertheless they merited an eternal reward that their descendants should teach Torah. Why? Because maybe there was a reward in some sense. It's strange, but from their actions, unbelievable miracles happened, right? From the story of Haman, miracle of Purim happened, Megillas Esther, right? From Sisera, they had Shirat Devorah. From Sancheirav, Chizkiah, it could have been Mashiach. So because they caused tremendous Pirsumei Nisa, tremendous praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there's some merit there, even though they obviously had evil intentions. Big Chiddush, but that's what Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Parshas Toldos. Now, there's a big question as to how could Shmaya and Avtalion be members of Sanhedrin if they were converts. The Rambam believes they were converts. Others say that maybe they really weren't converts. The Rechaim said they weren't converts. And there's another opinion, the Magen Avos says that maybe, even though they were converts, if the Jewish people accepted them as judges, or the Knesset Agdol says that even though they accepted them as judges, so then it's acceptable. But Moshe Feinstein said it was a harasha, it was only a temporary matter. And finally, a whole bunch of Mefarshim trying to deal with the question of how could the descendants of Haman teach Torah if you can't convert the descendants of Amalek? Right? He came from Amalek. Haman came from Amalek, and Amalek can't convert. They can't be Jews. How can the descendants become Jewish and teach Torah? So it's not so clear that they can't convert. The Rambam seems to say, actually, that they can convert. And the Chemdas Yamim says they converted by themselves. And there is a fascinating pshat that maybe based on Chaim Salavitch, some say they accepted the Shemitz Beinoch. And if an Amaleki accepts Shemitz Beinoch, so then you can convert them. And based on Chaim Salavitch makes the point, well, he famously says that within the Rambam, there's biological Amalek, and there's also spiritual Amalek. Then anyone who wants to destroy the Jewish people acts like Amalek, has a status of Amalek. That's what Rav Chaim Salavitch understands within the Rambam. So based on this, maybe Haman was not actually biologically from Amalek, but he was spiritually from Amalek. And therefore, his kids, could still convert and teach Torah to Klal Yisrael.